Isaiah 49 corresponds with Ephesians. Israel will be the bride of Jehovah on the earth. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. Isaiah 49:18. Israel is the bride of Jehovah, and her children will be her ornament. The church will be the ornament of the bride of Christ. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. Ephesians is the book that teaches the qualifications of the bride of Christ. Ephesians 5:22-33. Isaiah 49:5. Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord. Ephesians 1:4-6. Chosen in him, holy and without blame before him, accepted in the beloved. Isaiah 49:5. My God shall be my strength. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Isaiah 49:25. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Ephesians 4:8. He led captivity captive. Isaiah 50 corresponds with Philippians. Isaiah 50:5-7 shows Christ's suffering and purpose of heart, who set his face like a flint to win the race. The remnant will be the real racers in Israel. Philippians is the book of the racer. Compare with the racer in Philippians 3:7-14, and with Christ's humiliation as in Philippians 2:8. Isaiah 50:5, the Lord God hath opened mine ear, or digged mine ear. Compare Psalm 40:6 and Hebrews 10:5. His body was pierced. It was a body for sacrifice, a special body, perfect. Philippians 2:7-8. And took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See Exodus 21:2-6. The Lord Jesus Christ will never be equal with his Father again, but will always be in subjection to his Father. 1 Corinthians 15:28. Isaiah 51 corresponds with Colossians. In Isaiah 51, God's chosen people are repeatedly admonished to hearken and to look to him for judgment. Notice Isaiah 51:4-5. Colossians is the book of correction, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. And to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:22. If we judge ourselves, we do not have to be judged by the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:31. Isaiah 52 corresponds with 1 Thessalonians. Isaiah 52:7 describes the gospel messengers as well as the culmination of thy God reigneth. 1 Thessalonians 2:2-9 describe the gospel messengers. 1 Thessalonians relates the second advent, the enthronement of Christ. Isaiah 53 is in contrast with 2 Thessalonians. Isaiah 53 reveals Christ as the suffering servant at his first advent. 2 Thessalonians describes his revelation at his second advent. Isaiah 54 corresponds with 1 Timothy. Isaiah 54:1, O barren thou, refers to Israel under the law. Isaiah 54 shows the contrast between law and grace, the results of atonement to Israel. Isaiah 54 tells the cause of their fruitfulness and rejoicing, which is Calvary. 1 Timothy shows us Paul, a shadow and representative of Israel in his barren condition under the law, and then in his fruitfulness under grace. Isaiah 55 corresponds with 2 Timothy. In Isaiah 55, the emphasis is upon God's word. Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul gives instructions concerning the word, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 56 corresponds with Titus. Isaiah 56 speaks of God's rest. It also is a picture of the millennial rest. Titus 3:5 tells us how to enter into God's rest, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Also notice the results in Isaiah 56 verse 1. Keep ye judgment and do justice. We are admonished in Titus while we are resting to do good works, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. Titus 2:7. To be ready to every good work. Titus 3:1. To maintain good works. Titus 3:8-14. Isaiah 57 corresponds with Philemon. Isaiah 57:15 declares that God dwells not only in the high and holy place, but with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Compare this with Onesimus in Philemon verse 11. Which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. The former unprofitable servant who became of a contrite, penitent spirit was revived, becoming profitable and a fit dwelling place for the Holy One. Isaiah 58 corresponds with Hebrews. Isaiah 58 tells us of the contrast between shadow and substance. In Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, we read, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Hebrews tells us of the types and shadows contrasted with reality, Christ himself. For we which have believed do enter into rest. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Hebrews 4:3-9-10.